And does that – no, we have one more, correct?
Mm-hmm.
One more individual. Thank you.
Sure. 496, request of Eileen Kennedy to address council regarding citizens' privacy issues, contact information, and transparency.
Good morning.
Members of Council, I come before you today to request that greater privacy be afforded to Portland citizens and all others when their testimony is published on the Internet. The city should publish and then adhere to an Internet privacy policy that would safeguard citizens. Why privacy? Having one's personal information on the Internet creates an unsafe environment for the individual because of the web's global reach. Number one, many Portland citizens hesitate to submit testimony because they are required to furnish personal information. Many of them have been crime victims, as I have been. Number two, Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, speaking at a recent AARP convention, strongly encouraged older adults to not only keep their personal data off the Internet, but also not to give it out over the phone. That because of the high number of fraud cases victimizing older Oregonians. Three, the city of Portland likes the convenience of the Internet, but the Internet is not a small town, and the information is not being shared in the context of a small town. Rather, the Internet is a modern global community. The city is failing in its responsibility to protect citizens from those who harvest personal data off the Internet to push causes not supported by those citizens. Four, the practice of other governmental bodies should be instructive here, like those who don't publish anything more than a citizen's name, and if applicable, the name of the group the citizen is affiliated with. For example, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has found a way to balance the values of transparency while at the same time protecting privacy of citizens from those who would use personal information to advance their pet causes. On the last two pages of my packet, you will see at my testimony to Ryan Zinke at the Department of Interior commenting on the proposed building of oil rigs in our coastal waters. I had joined Washington State Governor Jay Inslee in this effort. The formatting is what I'm pleased to propose. So on the second to the last page, you see my testimony, and there isn't anything else with it other than my name. And then they wrote me an email and said, we're going to publish your name and your testimony, but we will not publish this information. They did ask for it, but they did not publish it. And I called them and talked to them on the phone and asked them, why did they do that? Because they're a government agency like yourself. And they told me it was important to them that citizens were kept safe. I also do not like it when personal information is put on the Google search page by the city of Portland. I think that's far too public.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your testimony. Carla, have any items been pulled from the consent agenda?
Yes, all of them, 502 through 505.
All right. Call the roll on the consent agenda.
There's nothing left on consent.
Oh, isn't 501 still... Did you say 501? Oh, sorry, that's a time certain. So the entire consent agenda has been pulled.
Correct.
Very good. We'll go to the first time certain item, 497.